AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's backed down from his tariff threat against allies over his insistence that the U.S. take ownership of Greenland. This after a meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, in which they agreed on a framework for a future Arctic security deal.
Really fantastic for the USA. Gets everything we wanted, including especially real national security.
But Sagar Magani reports just hours before the president was questioning NATO's commitment to protecting America.
In a speech to global elites in Switzerland, the president said the U.S. relationship with the alliance has been a one-way street.
I know we'd be there for them. I don't know that they'd be there for us.
Hours later,
let me tell you, they will.
NATO Chief Mark Rutte noted soldiers from allied countries died alongside Americans in Afghanistan after 9/11, the only time the alliance has invoked its Article 5 mutual defense clause.
So you can be assured, absolutely, if ever the U.S. will be under attack, your allies will be with you. Absolutely, there's absolute guarantee. I really want to tell you this because it is important. It pains me if you think it is not.
The president's response?
Well, I hope that that's true.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The news helped spur a rebound on Wall Street, with the Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ each gaining about 1.2%. In other news, the Supreme Court heard arguments over President Trump's attempt to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. The justices, like Brett Kavanaugh, seemed inclined to keep Cook in her job.
What goes around comes around. All the current president's appointees would likely be removed for cause on January 20th, 2029, if there's a Democratic president, or January 20th, 2033.
And the AP's obtained an Immigration and Customs Enforcement memo that reveals the agency allows immigration officers to forcibly enter homes to make arrests without a judicial warrant. This is AP News. Centuries of love letters are going on display at Britain's National Archives. Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
The letters showcase the many facets of love. The exhibition's curator, Victoria Iglikowski-Broad, says the documents include legendary romances from British history, featuring royalty, politicians, celebrities and spies, and also stories of everyday people. The exhibition includes early 20th century classified ads seeking same-sex romance, letters from sweethearts to soldiers, and a medieval story about heartbreak. Highlights include a poignant letter from Robert Dudley to Queen Elizabeth I, and a plea from the father of London East End gangster twins Reggie and Ronnie Cray. Love Letters opens on Saturday and runs to April 12 at London's National Archives. Admission is free. Charles de Ledesma, London.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.